Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeBroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 210 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, how's that nor'easter going for you?
Oh, it's lovely as usual. Nothing like waking up an extra half hour early to move some heavy, wet snow out of your driveway.
Yeah, I had Jimmy Cantore on last night in the living room, and he was talking about how this is heart attack snow. He was somewhere in the Cape or somewhere in Massachusetts, and they said it was like 70 to 80% liquid.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. I mean, luckily we didn't get a whole lot down at the compound. Probably like 2 inches on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But up in Boston and out on the Cape and stuff, they got hammered pretty good. And it went all day, too. Up there. It kind of moved out early down near me, but it hung around. It lingered up in the Boston area. I think they got 5 to 7 inches of that really heavy nonsense. It wasn't too bad, though. Like, the roads were fine by the time I left work.
It's that time of year. The sun's high, so it melts it, but it's just a little slap in the face, isn't it?
Yeah, you never want to really get that. Sorry, I got a email popped up telling me I made a purchase and I don't know what I could have possibly purchased. That's always good. You're right. It did melt quick and, you know, the roads are all pretty much clear, but still, it's March. I wasn't really looking forward to a snow event.
We're getting some cold weather too, sir. I mean, that stuff's coming south. It's been January weather right now.
Yeah, I heard, 46 degrees?
Yeah, it's been in the high 40s overnight, and it didn't get above 70 today. I had the Mark turtleneck on. I had to put the pants on later in the day.
Oh, that's not good. Didn't get above 70.
No,
my heart breaks for you.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, it was like, during the day, it's like those September days where it's cool in the morning, cool at night, but, like, you know, 73, 74 during the day, so it hasn't been bad, but
that's always good. I don't mind that. But you're ready for, like, the real nice weather.
Yeah, people were coming off the golf course complaining. I said, you don't understand. I said, our friends to the north, they deal with misery. I said, you're talking 69 degrees right now, and you're complaining about how cold it is.
Yeah, I'm not really going to light a candle for you guys.
Nor should you, sir.
No, especially not you. After having dealt with Minnesota winters, this is nothing.
And it's so funny, there was a family there, I think they're from Minnesota, one of their sons was an assistant at Hazeltine, so they brought down the stepson to play golf, and he had his Hazeltine shirt on, so I was talking to him. This kid was whiter than Casper the Friendly Ghost. I forget that you guys don't see sun for so long.
Yeah, we don't really get to see the good old vitamin D or whatever.
Oh my god, his legs were just, it was terrible. I mean, I had trouble looking at him.
It just reminded you of bad things? Or was he pale? He would have been pale anyway.
Yeah, he was just pale anyways.
Yeah, that's not good. You don't want that, you don't want to be reminded of the no sun. Because this is, like we said, I think a couple weeks ago, we were talking about March Madness and how you would have it up there and you could be wearing shorts or you could be shoveling the driveway.
Right.
And it's such a hit or miss and you never know.
Correct.
It looked like we were through it, too. Here, like, we were having some high 50s at the end of February. Everyone was happy and excited, and then all of a sudden, bam, a week of bad weather.
One of the kids I took a couple of those shifts from, he was up in New York last weekend for the nor'easter, and I asked him if he had fun. I said, how was it? He said, oh god, it was cold. He goes, it was windy, it was like knocking me over and this and that. I said, son, I said, that was 7 months of our life. I said, you just experienced it for a weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's not normal to get that. Those 50-mile-an-hour winds, 60-mile-an-hour winds, but it was not good. Well, not a fan of that last week and then yesterday. Now they're saying Monday we might get another inch or two of snow.
Ugh.
There we go, right?
It just beats you up.
I'm going to be eating my corned beef and cabbage and not enjoying it, and it's going to be snowing. Having some technical difficulties with the roads?
He's starting his jumping on the counters again.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
No, you can hear him getting yelled at.
Yes, that's not a good thing. He's just trying to figure things out.
Yeah, that's what you say.
He's trying to get some more swordfish. You like that?
Yeah, little weasel. He got my wallet today, and it was like the corner of my license was chewed. I'm like, I just get so irritated with him. Oh, he irritates me.
You gotta get him snipped. That's supposed to calm him down, right?
Yeah, he's ready. He's at that point. Anytime we can do it.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the break you need.
He needs a trainer. He's a good boy. He hasn't been able to figure this thing out.
You just gotta get him a little Caesar Milan going.
Yeah, I can't. I hate to always compare him to Fenway, but I mean it was night and day with these two.
Yeah.
I mean Fen had. He was out of his crate. He had overnight privileges in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah?
And I literally have to put Rhodey back in the crate, like, if I go to the bathroom. That's how bad he is.
Oh, boy.
He has to be supervised 24/7.
It's that Florida weather. See, you had a Minnesota boy, and now you got a Florida boy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
His life hasn't beaten him down like it did for Fenway.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week, sir?
Would love to.
This one is from Two Roads Brewery, like last week, but this one is their Espressway Cold Brew Coffee Stout, coffee steeped in oatmeal stout. 6.5% alcohol by volume. Beautiful. I like it a lot. It's a good one. Do you get it? Like Espressway? Like Expressway,
yes,
but
expressway.
Also Espresso?
No, I did get that.
It's like a double entendre there. Is there anything else you'd like to add here at the...
No, I was going to say, though, guess who's going to be playing at our club on Sunday?
All right, let's think. Who could be... You got to give me a hint. Is it sports?
Yes.
Who could it be? Lynn Swan.
You know what? Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Yeah, ex-player. Okay. TV personality now.
All right.
With Fox.
Was I on the right team? Is it Terry Bradshaw?
It's Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, that was pretty close.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yep.
That's cool.
And he's gonna be playing on my day, so I'm gonna do a selfie and post it to the Por Favor podcast. How's that?
Oh yeah, you don't think you'll get in trouble for that?
Well, he's part of the team that the new ownership is the Bradshaw Group, and he's the uncle of all the kids who bought the golf course, so just introduce myself as an employee.
Oh, okay, so he's one of the investors.
Mm-hmm.
Is this so he might, you're not going to try to sell him any range balls?
Would that be the best if I tried to sell him some ball?
Just hustle it off. Yeah, hustle off some balls to Mr. Bradshaw.
Hello there, you going to go hit the ball?
Hey, you work with Chaw that day?
No, Cha doesn't work Sunday. Sunday's church and then playing golf with his church group. Cha does not work on Sunday. I can fill in any other day. I'll work a Saturday, but I do not work on that Sunday.
Hey, man has his principles. You got to give him that.
Do you know, you've heard me do the Junior and Butch and John Carusa and Jay. So there's the Tropicana group, and it's a Butch and a Junior and a Joey. So... Chad, I told you can't pronounce balls. He says ball.
Yeah.
So Junior from the Tropicana group, he got there a little early, so we gave him a thing of balls, so he was hitting balls before he went out and play. So then Butch comes, and he's a little early too, so Chad goes, "Hey there, Butch, you going to go hit the ball?" He goes, "Yeah, I think I'm going to hit some." "Oh, Junior's out there." And I just lost it, because you had the ball, you had the Butch, you had the Junior all in the same... sentence.
Oh, it was like the perfect Cha sentence.
I text my buddy Dedek and I said that it was like Cha's greatest hits at the course. It was perfect. So, what do you mean? And then if he doesn't know you, he does a triple hello. Hello, hello, hello.
He sounds like a good guy to work with.
Cha's a great guy. I love Cha.
That's good. All right. Well, I have nothing else to add here if you want to take us to break.
We'll go to break.
Thank you.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 210 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. We got a little potpourri going, Mr. Klinsmann. We've got some news. We've got an introduction to a new half-isode that I'd like to do. And
over-promising again?
Over-promising. Okay. And I also have a proposition for you, but that's going to come toward the end of the show.
All right, well, we'll get right to it. I do have to say one thing here. I have to ask you. I'm sure you didn't listen. Did you listen to the live show as I released it?
No.
Podcast-wise? All right. I was just gonna ask if you what you thought of my choice of the music because I put.
Oh no! I'll have to listen to it. No.
I just put the you know the band live.
That they do the I Alone. I Alone
yeah.
Love
I, that's
you.
That's one of the songs
I
played.
Alone. Is it one of them?
Yeah, I played one. I played both their songs. Yeah, exactly. I went with that. It was a little, very literal. I thought that was fun last week.
It
I don't
was
know.
Fun.
I don't know if the people that only listen to the podcast if they're going to enjoy it as much as we did as it was live. But it was a good time. I'm glad we did it. But back to the grind here. So you said you have some news you'd like to talk about. Let's get right to that.
Hello there, Jimmy. Yeah, I heard that Disney. Be Our Guest is now going to be a 2-table credit service.
Okay, I've heard this as well, but I haven't heard any confirmations. I heard they're doing some changes to dinner, but I didn't hear anything about the 2-table service. But let's see. It looks like that is true. This week, Disney was abuzz. Was going to change its menu, going for a more expensive 3-course prefix option. As a result, the restaurant, which normally charges 1 table service credit, will begin charging 2 dining credits, putting it on par with a meal at Cinderella's Royal Table. That means Be Our Guest is officially joining the ranks of a handful of other Disney restaurants that charge 2 credits. So, it's a 2-credit prefix meal. Let's see what it's saying here. Learn a little bit more about the increases here. The out-of-pocket will be $55 per adult, $35 per child. So that would be the cost if you don't have the dining plan for the Be Our Guest. And then let's see what the prefix meant. I guess we should just get right into the menu, right?
Why not?
So Disney just revealed plans for the enhanced prefix menu, offering an exciting new range of French-inspired dishes. The 3-course dinner will include a choice of appetizer and entree, followed by a personal dessert platter. Appetizers will include old favorites like French onion soup, with some new additions like charred octopus with citrus-laced fingerling potatoes, pickled hearts of palm with red pepper coulis, escargot with herb garlic butter and toasted gremolata, as well as a selection of meats and artisanal cheeses such as chicken liver pate, chorizo sausage, manchego, and truffle tremor. How does that sound?
Not doing anything for me thus far.
No. The main course will include an eclectic array of mouthwatering entrees such as grilled center-cut filet mignon with potato au gratin, Romano beans, cipollini marmalade, and a cherry-laced red wine reduction, or the smoked black eye pea tortellini with roasted seasonable vegetables, tomato relish, and basil-scented tomato water. Additional options include the poulet rouge chicken, saffron-infused seafood bouillabaisse, roasted lamb chops, and kurabuta pork tenderloins. Disney chefs are hard at work putting the final touches on the desserts as well as the kids' menu. So that has confirmed it will go up to a 2-table service option. That will start on July 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And they just opened up reservations for that. So now it's a 2-table service. $55 though. I don't know about the... I think I'd rather just pay out of pocket for that. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. Because my steak alone at Le Cellier last weekend was like $52.
Right.
So if you're gonna blow two table credit, you might as well spend $180 at Le Cellier as opposed to $110, $120 over at Be Our Guest.
Yeah, and it doesn't say if they take tables in Wonderland or not. I don't know if they did before, but it sounds like they're just trying to c- cut down on the amount of people going, because people aren't, most likely aren't going to want to blow two credits on this.
I wouldn't think so.
I think that might be part of the reason they're doing this. And they're also, like, fancifying the menu, which, I don't know, I mean, you've never had their dinner, correct?
Correct.
I've heard mixed reviews on it, that it's okay, nothing great, but, I mean, this doesn't do anything for me either. The pictures they're showing on the Disney website of some of these options, they don't look that good. They look okay, but they don't knock your socks off. It doesn't look like a ton of food. Doesn't look that great. I mean, the filet looks fine, but it's not a huge cut, and it's got like a little bit of potatoes, a couple string beans, and then that's it on the plate for two credits. I want to be rolled out of there. You know, I had the deluxe dining plan on my honeymoon, as you well know. And the food was fantastic at these two credit places, and you were given a ton of food.
Can I ask you a question?
To boot. Yes, sir.
I'm watching a commercial right now.
Okay, good.
And they're
paying attention.
Biting into a Slim Jim. Do you like Slim Jims?
I do.
Oh, do I love those things.
I don't eat them too much because they cannot be very healthy for you. But, like, you could get on a kick where you would eat, like, 10 of those.
God, I love Slim Jims. Whenever I go to the gas station, sometimes I get the twin pack.
Oh, yeah. Do you get, like, the extra tall ones? Or just the regular size?
No, extra tall, the tall ones, yeah.
They're, like, 99 cents or whatever.
Oh, they're so good.
Extra spicy or just original?
Well, I get the original, and once in a while I'll get the Tabasco one.
Mm. You know what I would do? You want to hear something pretty gross, actually, about Slim Jims?
Mm-hmm.
I would, chew on it like it was chewing tobacco and leave it in my lip.
Oh, just, like, you just wrap it in your...
Yeah, like, just chew it up and get it in there and just leave it in the lip.
Oh, that's so good.
And just
so
have,
good.
Like, salty, meaty goodness in there for whenever I needed it.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, no kidding. I remember that. All right, let's get back to Be Our Guest, Bill. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, that's quite
all right. It was important, though, to talk about that, wasn't it?
Actually, I think based on what I'm looking at here, I think I'd rather have a Slim Jim than waste two table service credits at Be Our Guest. That restaurant never really did anything for me outside of the decor.
Well, I was going to say, because, you know, the only reason I went there was because you were able to get that fast pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the French onion soup was great. I thought the sandwiches were great. I thought it was good for a quick serve. But it's just nothing. Like, it's a place that is not even on my radar right now.
Well, no, because you're not going to plan 6 months ahead to go there.
Right. And there's just so many. I mean, if I'm going to grab a lunch for $24-25, I'd rather go to Grand Floridian Cafe. Just get the heck out of the park, go over there for a couple hours, chill out and relax and have a conversation.
And get better French onion soup.
And get better French onion soup and a damn good meal. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, you might pay a little more than the quick serve at lunch, but for, like what you said, it's definitely worth it, and it's a better experience, dining experience.
I think so.
I mean, I get it. They have to... I mean, it's banged out for every meal all year. It's like one of the hardest reservations to get. So I guess they're trying to cut down on that, like squeeze a little extra money out of people and see what it does. I don't know. It just doesn't fit in, really. Like, there's a disconnect here. It's like it's supposed to be like this kind of like kid-friendly cartoony place, and they're showing all this like very fancy food that, I don't know, it just seems like there's a pretty big disconnect there.
Yeah, because it's not one of those places. I mean, Kristen and I, we like to blow some cash on a damn good meal. And a Schuller's, Le Cellier, which we're going to talk about in an upcoming podcast. I like, you know, I would love to go to Yachtsman, Il Molino. I mean, you name it, there's a ton of good restaurants up there. But,
well, of course.
The theming just doesn't do it for me. You know, if I want to go to a signature dining, I want a Narcoossee's or a California Grill. I want it to be more of an adult type of place.
Well, that's the thing. It's not an adult. Like, this is like a fancy restaurant stuffed into a place that's supposed to be, like, weasel friendly.
Mm-hmm.
which is fine. I understand the need for that kind of place, like the Cinderella's Royal Table. It has its place, and it makes sense,
right,
that they have it. I mean, that's what it's for. It's for the kids to give them that experience. But this is like trying to be the best of both worlds, and it just doesn't add up to me. I feel like they're not going to do either thing well. You know, it's not going to be great food. It's not going to be this great dining experience, and it's not going to be this great family-friendly experience anymore either. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they're just missing out. What they should have done, and they could take this idea if they really want to, and I'll let them have it free of charge. They should have made it like a Nordic Lodge type of buffet. Two credit buffet, the first two credit dinner buffet at Disney. What do you think about that?
Oh, now you, yeah, because I had a different idea, but I like yours, because now you're talking like a little, now you're talking Nordic Lodge with it, where they bring it to your table.
No, you go up and get it yourself, but it's like king crab legs. It's got the lobsters. It's
filet mignon.
You know, prime rib cut off the bone. It's got the full everything, like all the fancy stuff, all you can eat. And then charge the two tables. Charge $80 mm-hmm. bucks a head to get in there or whatever you want to charge. $90, I don't care what it is.
And yeah, I'd pay $100. I'd pay $100 all day for that type of restaurant.
Right. If you could go in and know you could get all you can eat lobster tails and all you can eat, you know, steak and beautiful soups and nice salad, everything like that. I think that's what they need. They need a two credit buffet. And this would have been the perfect place for it, because they could turn people in and out quick. You know, you get seated, you go up, you feed yourself, you meet the beast, you get the heck out of there. Two credits off the docket, $100 out of your pocket. You just keep, you know, just turning people over. It might not be sustainable, because you know there's going to be some gluttons like us that's going to go in and eat like 9 lobsters or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what I think that would have been a better use of this space. What do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it as a 2 dining credit, because my thought was have it be more of like a family style thing, like the food that you get at Art Smith's or 50s Primetime, more tailored toward kids, but have it be comfort food, pot roast, chicken. I mean, the Magic Kingdom is just hurting for a good sit down.
Yes, I agree with that. And the space is great. It can fit. It seems like it fits a lot of people in there. It's a pretty big restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice in there. The atmosphere is good. Like you said, it could get a little loud. You can kind of have trouble having a conversation, but they did a good job with the atmosphere. Yeah, like a buffet, something like a family style would be good. I know they want to like keep it themed to the French food, mm-hmm. but I don't know if that's necessarily the way they had to.
I just don't see the Magic Kingdom. I don't see a signature dining fitting in anywhere in the Magic Kingdom, because that's a place where you have to turn tables, because you're there with kids, and kids want to get the heck back out and go on attractions. It's not Epcot where, you know, you might have some older kids who are into having a sit down and a nice dinner, or people like Kristen and I, or you and Sarah, who want to, you know, after a long day at the park, want to sit down for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and just relax and enjoy each other's company. I just think the Magic Kingdom is more of a table turn.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at it, and that's kind of what they have right now. They have the Crystal Palace. They have, Liberty Tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's family style.
And Liberty Tree, I've been there a number of times, but that's a table turn. They get you in and out. They don't rush you, but they get you in and out.
And it's good. It's not great, but it's good.
Oh, I think the food. I love the food there, man. I'm dying to go back there again.
See, I'm just not a turkey guy, so yeah, it's kind of like it misses the mark a little for me, but
okay.
Everything I had there was pretty good. The mm-hmm. mac and cheese wasn't great. But, oh, that dessert. I'm still thinking about that dessert.
Yeah, I know you are.
That thing was fantastic. I'd pay like, I'd almost do 2 credits just for that dessert.
Just for that dessert, I know.
That thing was good. Anyway, so anything else you want to add here about Be Our Guest? You're thinking a family style. I'm thinking a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a problem with it being 2 credits. I just don't think you're getting the value with its $55 out of pocket.
No.
If you had an $80 buffet with like some real fancy options, then you could go that way. If you had like you said, a family style, you know, they bring out a whole like beef tenderloin,
mm-hmm.
like the whole side of filet, and they cut it right at the table for you, almost
kind
of
like those, like the Brazilian, yeah, or, yeah, yeah, the Brazilian like style steakhouses.
Yeah, that could work. Real high-end kind of thing, but...
You know, that's another thought, like in Ohana, where they bring out chicken, pork, and fillet of beef and sure. carve it at your table.
Yeah. I mean, I'd sooner pay 2 credits for that than the Be Our Guest.
And it's got the dining room that's very conducive to that type of, plan.
Yeah, big open dining room.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of this, but I'm sure it'll still be packed and people will still go just for the experience to eat in there and to yep. meet the beast and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So we'll see. I mean, the food doesn't look terrible. It just, there's a disconnect. That's my biggest.
It my just biggest doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, I don't think caviar and fancy dining at the Magic Kingdom, especially in Fantasyland.
Right. Yeah, that's very true. I'd love them to do a real fancy, like, kind of turn-of-the-century fancy place on Main Street.
If they had something like that on Main Street, yeah.
You could have, like, the white gloves.
With bring the out... with like the gas lamp on the table, like the,
yeah,
you know, the old school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lanterns, yeah.
And the food could even be themed to, like the classics from the mid-20s. Like, we were talking about the Willings and their Beef Wellington. Like, they could serve something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have like a lobster thermidor, some of these like old school dishes that are not in style right now, but if you get the right chef in there and they really, you know, bring a modern twist to those old school dishes, and you could really get some fancy food in there, I think that would be a hit. You know, replace mm-hmm. Tony's with a 2 credit, that mm-hmm. kind of place, then you got it. That now you're talking.
Yeah,
but they're not gonna do it. I mean, they get every single dining option in that place, except for Skipper Canteen, is always crowded and hard to right. get a reservation. So yeah. why are they going to change things up at Tony's when you can't get a reservation there?
And I haven't been to Skipper Canteen, but that's probably, if we were to hit all the restaurants right in the Magic Kingdom, that's probably the only place that we would really like.
Yeah, like you
with
said,
the,
Liberty
with the,
Tree.
With the exception of Liberty Tree, right?
Yeah. I would probably agree with you. That's high on my list. All right, what else did you want to get to here, Mr. Klinsman?
I want to talk about changing up our dining reviews. I want to have just maybe a half episode where we just do a dining review.
Okay.
And then it comes out, like, say, midweek.
Now, let me ask you, I have 2 questions on this. The first question is, what the hell else are we going to talk about on the regular show if you take the dining reviews away?
Well, we haven't really done a ton of dining reviews. I think like our dining reviews have kind of been, what do we want to talk about? Oh, okay, let's talk about when you went to Le Cellier last week.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I'm saying like if we do a dining review, what I would like to do is do a video mm-hmm. and then capture that audio and play that in the dining review and then have an intro outro.
Okay.
So like we could do a quick intro, play the dining review mm-hmm. audio, and then in the last segment, you can talk to Kristen and I about what we liked, what we didn't like, and this and that.
I see. And it would be like we could accompany it with the YouTube video.
And we
could like
accompany
that.
It with a YouTube video, and it just can be really focus, you know, food-centric. And
I like this idea. I hope we can follow through and execute on it. And that was my second question you answered. Am I involved in this? You're totally cutting me out. So I am involved in the process.
Yeah, if you'd like to.
I mean, I know I'm paying for the meals, but
right.
other than that, am I involved? So I do get to ask you questions about it.
Yes.
All right, I'm on board. We'll see how it goes. We're going to have to just schedule it before or after our regular recording, because I don't think I can get another day in the studio. It's pretty booked up.
Right, because the first one we're going to do is we're going to do a soft launch of Le Cellier. I do have audio.
A soft opening. Yeah.
And it's going to be Le Cellier, so we can do it. We can do a test.
No video, just audio.
Just audio, and we can do a test. Because what I want is I want people just let us know on social media, Twitter, Facebook, or email the show, info@poor4podcast. What do you want to know? What do you want us to review? Where do you want us to go?
Oh, yeah. What restaurants? So you're going to have to hit up some of these, like, Skipper Canteen kind of
right,
places.
And what kind of rankings do you want? Do you want atmosphere, service, you know, just let us know what you want in a dining review.
So I'm going to answer for myself. I don't like the rankings. like the numbers. It doesn't. I don't think it works.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything to me, because what's the difference between a 5 and a 7? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, if Susie says it was a 6.5 and you say it was an 8, to me, that's still good. That's just good, you know?
I think what I'd like to do is just kind of say, okay, you know what? The service lacked this time. You know, because when we went to Narcoosie's, one time the service was lacking a little bit. We didn't get a 10 on service.
Right.
So we could say, okay, the service was lacking, the food was phenomenal, the atmosphere is always at Narcoosie's, blah, blah, blah. We'll give it an overall 9. Is that fair?
Just give it an overall and say why. I wouldn't rank, like, every single thing. Like, the atmosphere is an 8, the food was a 7, the service was a 4. I would say if you just go in, and if you're descriptive enough on what you had and what you liked and didn't like,
yep,
then I think your rankings will become pretty self-evident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of... I'd rather hear what you had, what you liked, what you didn't like...
Right.
...than hear some numbers at the end of it. That's just me personally. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree with you. That's why I kind of wanted to revamp this.
So if you're sitting at Le Cellier and you tell me, oh, the soup is fantastic, it's got the smoky bacon flavor, I love dipping the pretzel roll in it, I get more out of that than saying the appetizers were an 8.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'd rather hear.
Okay.
And then at the end, if you want to give a score on your overall experience and explain why, then that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, overall, I'd say Le Cellier was a 9, the food was great, the service was great, the atmosphere was great, the only thing it was missing was this, to make it a
That'll
perfect
work.
10. You know, like, that's how I would go with it. So that's gonna be more description, more, you know, just let us live through your shoes. And we'll jump to our own conclusions from there.
Okay.
That's how I'd like it.
So I just wanted to let you know our soft, what do you call it? Soft, not...
Soft opening?
Our soft opening is going to be Le Cellier.
Okay.
And then our first show is going to be the Grand Poobah in that Shula Steakhouse. I'm going to go there for my birthday.
I heard there was some, maybe moving it up a week, some talk about that.
Yeah, there's rumors. Maybe the Willings, if they're willing. no pun intended.
Gentlemen.
Hello there, gentlemen. How did you do out there? that's going to be the first one, and that has to be reviewed. You want video, you want audio. I mean, you want to sleep with my napkin, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you talked about it last time, and it sounded fantastic, but I want to see it all. I want to be there. I want to feel like I could taste it. I want to smell that sizzle as the waiter walks by with someone else's steak.
And this is going to be a good transition into the last part of this episode. Mm-hmm. But we're not there yet.
Okay.
I just wanted to briefly touch on, we did go ahead and renew. Actually, you don't have to renew. You just buy a whole new... But we did get tables in Wonderland.
Okay, because I know you had let it lapse,
uh-huh,
and you were using the AP discount, which has now been reduced.
Yeah, it's back to the 10%. Before, we're getting to 20, and at select restaurants, getting to 30%, so there was really no reason to keep tables in Wonderland.
But they kind of scaled back on that, and now you're saying you renewed it, and you wanted to... You're going to figure out if you get your money's worth out of it?
We figured now is the time, seeing that we're going to go to Le Cellier.
Now is the best time.
Now is the time. Now is the best time. Now is the best time. So we decided to renew.
Mm-hmm.
And Le Cellier last week, so I'm keeping a spreadsheet just to keep it. I want to know, is it worth it to go with tables, or is it worth it just to get the 10% discount?
Let me interrupt you before you get too far into this. The tables in Wonderland, did it go up, or is it still 150?
Well, it's 150 for AP. It's 175 Florida resident.
All right, so you obviously did 150.
Obviously, correct.
And then you don't get the companion, so it's just in your name, right?
Correct. You can get another one for $50, but we don't really need that.
No. Okay, so go on. So $150, and you get 20% off at pretty much every table service. Some counter serves, but pretty much every table service, including alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And they add 18% tip right back on automatically.
Correct.
So then you don't have to worry about tipping. You can give a little extra, obviously, when the service is good, but it's all included. All right, so give me your breakdown on Le Cellier.
Well, what I figured was, too, is that you have to spend like $1,500 because you're really, when you're getting tables in Wonderland, you're not getting 20%. You're actually only getting 10%.
Because you would have got the 10 anyway.
Because you would have got the 10 anyway, but you're getting the 20 on the alcohol.
But you guys don't drink a lot.
I don't drink at all when I'm up there, and Kristen's the one who'll drink. So, you know, my $6 Bud Light and her $12 or $15 blueberry martini at Shula's, you know, adds up. So it's in our best interest to get the 20% off the alcohol because Kristen typically does have a glass of wine or a cocktail with dinner.
Okay, so it does help out.
Correct.
All right, well, let's talk a little. So with the AP, is it pretty much every place you get 10%?
Yeah, for the most part, yep.
All right, so it's not like you wouldn't have got anything at Le Cellier. You would have gotten
Yeah, you would have gotten the AP. Mm-hmm.
All right, go on.
So what I did was I broke it down. Our total bill for that night was $161.99.
Okay.
And that's expensive. And
That was before any discounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got appetizers. You had a dessert. I'm assuming Susie had a drink, right?
We split a dessert. We split their signature maple creme brulee, mm-hmm. and we'll get into that. But we both had the filet, and I had the cheddar cheese soup, and she had a beer flight. So you know, we spent some money. We had a nice day. I worked a couple guys' shifts, so I said, let me take this money and let's go enjoy ourselves. So the AP discount would have been $14.95.
Okay.
Okay, the tables in Wonderland discount, which is adding the beer flight, came up to $32.50 mm-hmm. or $32.40, whatever. So we had a net gain of $17.45.
Okay.
On that meal. So then I have another column left to recoup, and I have $132.55 to recoup. So what I'm going to do is do a running spreadsheet to see whether or not it's worth it.
Well, in that case, you might have to take some people like me out to dinner if I'm ever on property to get some of their money back.
Yes, I need to take 10 people out to dinner.
Because that's where you can really, like, Por Favor Frank gets his money's worth out of it because he likes to take people out when he's down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets it sometimes in one, you know, if he's got me and you and,
yeah, exactly.
and the girls, he recoups his buck 50. Yeah, he gets his buck 50 drinking around the world. He's done in one day.
Now, there's not too many, like, places where you can go up and grab a beer and you get the discount. But it never hurts to ask.
Yeah, it's nice that all the bars get it though. So you can go to Meisner's, you can go to Trader Sam's, you can go anywhere.
I think even like the Rosencrown Pub, you get the 20% off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Anyway, so all right, so you got that first one going, and then Shula's does accept tables in Wonderland?
Shula's does, yeah. All the restaurants at the Swan and Dolphin do, so.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you got to try?
What's that?
This is going back to your other, you got to go to Tiffin's.
Yeah, I know. That's how I'm dying to go there.
Because that'll recoup some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't worry about that. If you keep hitting up signatures, you'll recoup that $150. Well, you know,
that's where I like to go because we don't go out to eat when we're here. We don't do the Applebee's. We cook all the time. So when we go out, I like to do it up, you know, and just enjoy and relax. And
yeah, I mean, just because it's a 2-credit, I mean, like you said, Grand Floridian Cafe is fantastic. I mean, you can have a great experience there. But it's different. I mean, like you said, if you're in the mood for a burger, you're not going to go to Tiffin's.
Correct.
If you're in the mood for like a real good hamburger, you go to Grand Floridian Cafe, get the onion soup, and spend $80 instead of $160 between the two of you.
Correct.
So, I hear you. I like the signatures as well. But, yeah, you just got to keep... always ask if you can use it and keep a tab of what you get out of it.
Yeah, the first time, I just really want to keep track and figure out, hey, was it worth it to spend the extra money or, you know...
Sometimes it's worth it peace of mind, exactly. Like, when people say, oh, is the dining plan really worth it? Then you say, well, I've paid for it. It's already...
It's all prepaid. You know, it's like the Christmas club that they used to have at the banks where you put in, like, you know, $10 a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it? I don't know. You probably could have gotten more interest doing something else. But you know what? At the end of the year, you got money for for your kids.
Right, exactly.
It's more for budgeting purposes.
That's right. All right, so how about we get into this? You said you have a proposition for me, Bill.
Do you have another beer?
Oh, boy. No, I don't.
Okay. Did you want to get another beer, or are you good?
No, let's go. Let's get right into it. You're making me nervous now.
So we're talking food. We're talking this. I just got off the phone with Joey. Por favor, Joey.
Yes.
He said, you know, said I had to cancel a trip. They were going to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And they were going to go to Alani.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And I guess his buddy's dealing with a little bit of cancer right now, so they're not going to be able to go.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I said, so you got all these points, huh? He said, yeah. He goes, he said, my wife for marathon weekend takes all her girlfriends up, and they stay at a DVC. He said, so I'm thinking when it's dead at Disney, he said, I get more bang for my buck. He said, I'm thinking about late September, early October. He said, doing a guy's weekend, playing golf, getting a two-bedroom at Old Key West. I said, okay. I said, my ears are perking.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, call your buddy, por favor, that kid who does the podcast with you. He said, he's invited.
Oh, wow.
I said, really? He's like, yeah, we'll do like 3 days. And I'm like, ooh, this could be rough, but I'm going to do a proposition real quick live on the Por Favor podcast.
At least this isn't Facebook Live. Okay.
This is like your dream.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just a weekend. That would be fantastic.
Well, that's what I said. I said, you know, I said, he's got kids, and he's, you know, his time, he doesn't have... I said, you were thinking 3 days. I said, could it be a weekend? I don't know if a weekend's easier or whatever. He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, we're not going to book anything for a while. He said, but he said, you know, ask him if he wanted to come up. He said, let's do a guy's golfing weekend. And he said, you just take care of the meals. I said, done deal.
Yeah, that's
I said, we'll take care of the meals.
Yeah, you got your tables in Wonderland. We'll get some use out of that.
Because I told him, I said, I'll take you to Shula's. He's like, I don't expect you to take me anywhere. Nice. I said, no, if we're going to do that, I said, I'm taking you to Shula's one night.
Yeah, there you go.
But this was like exactly what we were talking about on an episode before.
Yeah. What do you do on the guy's weekend? And I said Old Key West.
You said Old Key West. He said, I'll rent a two-bedroom.
Ugh.
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to throw this thing at him, and he's going to be like, oh, my God.
So now I got to start looking at plane tickets and stuff. Por favor, wife is not going to be thrilled. But I think I can get away with it.
Oh, man. I don't want to talk about how you're going to work this thing, because she listens to the podcast. But
she does, yeah.
I mean, this is one of those... You need something in the bank. Like, you want to bank something, because this is one of those where you pull it out and you're like, I have to do this.
Right.
Because you don't have APs, so he doesn't care. He's a guy who just buys, you know, a bottle of tonic, and he'll just hang out on the balcony at Old Key West and just drink. I'm like, yeah, I think we're pretty much down with that, too.
Yeah, I don't need to go to the parks.
No.
I mean, I like going to the parks, but if we're there for just 3 days and we're playing golf 2 days, I mean, the parks don't have to happen. Hang out at Disney Springs, get a couple drinks.
Oh, take the boat. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We'll have to like, go to Publix and get the beer there, because we can't be driving.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get all the sauce. That's what he does. He gets all the sauce and just loads up his room.
Oh, beautiful. All I have to do is bring, like, a carry-on and check my, check the golf clubs.
And that time of year, it's pretty cheap.
You pick me up at the airport, or I could take Disney Express, Magical Express.
Yeah, I could probably pick you up at that. This is you weren't expecting this, were you?
No, this was not expected at all. Old Key West sounds fantastic. Olivia's for breakfast.
A two-bedroom, too, so you know that they have, like, the TV and the couches, and would just sit there, like, with a bunch of slobs and,
mm-hmm.
and just
college
hang.
College football, yeah.
Oh!
Now, he said we have to take care of the meals. Can we get, like, a couple packs of hot dogs and cook it up in the room?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty low-key.
No, I'm just kidding. Although, they do have grills. That would be actually kind of fun.
To grill out one night?
Grill out there, yeah.
Oh, man. Do, like, a Friday, Saturday, fly back Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, I could... I'm sure I could arrange that.
Yeah, I figured we oh, this is... I wasn't expecting it either. When he told, I said, oh, come on.
I'm going to, as soon as we get done, I'm going to southwest.com and I'm going to start.
And then he told me, he said he's going to ask one of his buddies, but if he can't go, I can invite a third.
Oh. Interesting. Maybe Cha could come.
Hello. No, he doesn't like Cha.
Oh, no.
Okay, no, Joe and Cha don't. He calls him a commie bastard. They don't like each other
okay,
at all.
Okay, we won't get into that too much. All right, no Cha.
See, I just messed you up because you're going to sign off and you're going to be on YouTube and you're going to be looking at Oki West videos.
I'm already infatuated with that place. Go to the sauna. Us the three sauna. Slobs sweating out Bud Lights in the sauna.
And he's such a good man. He texts me. He worked this morning. He texts me. He goes, I just pulled out 8 Bud Lights off a cart. You want them? I'm like, yep. He's like, they're in the podium. So when I came in, opened the podium. They're in a bag. I'm like, oh, this is just beautiful. Life is so good.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that sounds fantastic. So, like, early October, are you thinking?
Yeah, he said late September, early October, when it's completely dead up there.
Okay. I'm getting, like, heart flutters.
Yeah, I mean, your feet are tingling. This is, like, mm-hmm. This is something that you just, you
this
can't.
Is not, this isn't a drill. This is not a drill.
No, this is real. This is real. I said, Joe, I'm bringing it up on the podcast. He goes, you guys going live? I said, no, not this week. I said, but I got to bring it up live on the podcast. Because if I were to send you through this through Messenger, you'd be like, what's this all about?
Yeah,
and you'd be like,
you're
on the keyboard, you know?
Yeah, you'd see smoke coming out of the phone.
Oh, two-bedroom at Oki West, Shula's and golfing?
Bill, I mean, it sounds so perfect. Because that's like the short weekend. You don't have to pack a lot. I don't have to worry about checking luggage.
No.
I might not even bring the sticks. I might just rent them there.
Oh, you can rent. I think they're free if you play.
Yeah, because that, I mean, I like my clubs, but I don't really care that much.
But I'm actually going to be getting a new set anyway, so you could probably just...
Weasel your old set?
Yeah, you could probably just use my old set.
Well, whatever. Either way. Your old technology's from like the 30s, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the old persimmon woods and stuff, yeah.
I might just rent some clubs then. I'm not that good of a player. I'm not like you. I'm not a tour player.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, I don't have... What?
We need to go to break. I need to think about this.
All right, well, let's go to break then. All right, we're back from break. This is episode 210 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro de las Podcast. That was a longer break. Jürgen just went out and he bought his wife a Lexus, like you see in the Christmas commercial.
It's got the bow on it.
It's got the bow on it.
I think I need a cigarette. I've never smoked a cigarette. Nice Marlboro
do,
red.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
You're going to have to play that song at the break. Lexus December to Remember sales event going on now.
Oh, there's this brand new Lexus with the bow. Quinsman's out there. I'll clean the car every morning. Don't you worry about a thing. What do you want for breakfast?
I got the armor all going on the tires. You bought me flowers every week for the last month and a half. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, nothing.
You're not having an affair, are you? No, I just want to stay at Old Key West.
Yeah, just for a weekend. See, I think she'll be on board when I tell her that I don't have to pay for anything except the flight.
Correct.
And then buy some food. Like, if I don't have to pay for the room and I'm not getting park tickets, you know, book a cheap flight, pay for some golf, pay for some food. It's not going to be that outlandish.
No.
A few $100. Ooh, Jenamine. Oh, that would be too much.
Yeah, I know.
I can't even talk. You're going to have to just bring it home right now, Billy.
You're just a mess right now.
Oh, I am messed up. You should have given me a little bit of warning.
I'm sorry. It was like, you know, it was that Christmas present that I knew you were going to love, and I didn't want, I just wanted you to open it and enjoy. I'm just sitting back there. I got my arms folded. And I said, yep, I think he liked it.
It's like that Lexus.
Well, you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. Email the show info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike @PorFavorPodcast. We can
hold
be
on,
found.
Hold on. You know what's going to happen? This episode's going to come out on Saturday night, Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a message from Schaefer like Sunday at 2:30 in the afternoon. If you need a fourth, I'm available.
Yeah, if you need a fourth, definitely.
Schaefer will be messaging. Willing will be messaging. He doesn't even play golf. I'll learn.
I'll just cook the steaks for you.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll bring some venison down from Minnesota.
Oh, beautiful. That travels well.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Oh, you can listen to the show where podcasts are found. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Por Favor Podcast. Did I say Facebook at Por Favor Podcast?
Sure.
Okay.
You did now.
Sounds good. How about you, Mr. Klinsman?
Email me at Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. I don't know if you mentioned YouTube, but I actually posted the Facebook Live video from last week onto YouTube if you prefer to watch it there. Mm-hmm. So YouTube.com/.
And we're posting, I wanted to say, we're posting a lot of cool things on our Facebook page, a lot of live whenever I'm up there. So
yeah.
Definitely go and check us out on Facebook because we're doing some fun things on Facebook.
Yeah, we're trying to engage a little more. I think we can admit where we've been lacking in things, and Facebook's probably the most active of our fan groups, right?
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
But I want to be more on YouTube. I think there's a lot of potential there.
I agree.
We start getting those diner reviews, we get that video going that accompanies the episodes. It's all good synergy.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, so let us know, too, what you want in some dining reviews, any particular places you want us to review, and we'll take it from there. So, for Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, who will be on YouTube very shortly checking out Old Key West, the Magnolia, Lake Buena Vista, and the Palm Golf Course, as well as the Shula Menu, I am Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next week.
baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
But you turned me on.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
You were my thrills. You were my thrills. You dropped a bomb on me. You turned me out. You turned me on. You turned me loose and you turned me wrong.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
But you turned me out.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
Just like Adam and Eve said, you set me free. You took me to the sky. I've never been so high. You were my fears. You were my fears. You were my hope. You were my smoke. You dropped a bomb.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
But you turned me out.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
But you turned me on.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
You were in motion, felt like an ocean. You were a girl for me. You were my first explosion, turned out to be corrosion. You were the first for me, but you turned me up.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
Oh, baby.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
I won't forget what you've done
you
to me, babe.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me. You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
Bomb on me.
You dropped a bomb on me.